Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do when things go correctly, we're going to kick off the week with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I want to be, I hope not the first, but another person to congratulate you for receiving the Second Amendment Foundation's Defender of Liberty Award for 2021.
You know, I don't even know what I did.
I do.
I do what I do, and I try to make it semi-interesting, at least to me. I hope everybody else that's listening is as interested in it as, I mean, that's why I bring the guests and talk the topics and all that other stuff. But beyond that, I don't really know that what I did this year that I did differently last year or the year before that, but I'm very, very humbled by it, though. And completely unexpected. And no, I didn't even know I'd entered.
Well, I know why they did it. So do your listeners. This is the showed up and kept doing it right day after day after day award. Thank you.
Hey. I would be lost when the day comes to where I'm not doing this anymore. I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
Having fun with the cameras, doing something related, I would assume.
Yeah, but I might be, you know, in my 90s by that time.
There you go.
How much fun can I have of that? Anyway.
Let's jump in to the news. I saw this one, and I think we covered part of it last week. That's why I hung on to it. It was last week when we talked about the Illinois State Police. They kind of put out something that looked like a really hollow press release. They said, we hired more people. We're doing better at processing the state-mandated firearm owners' ID cards. Well, better would be good because you guys really stunk at this job. This week, a state auditor issued a report where he said the Illinois State Police are almost always breaking the law as they process and issue FOID cards. Only 13% of the cards were processed in the required 30-day period. That's in the statute. That's you must, not it'd be nice if. When it comes to concealed carry licenses, they're a little better. 43% of them were issued on time. So let me do the math. You fail 57% of the time?
Yep.
The state auditor looked, but when asked, could not confirm that our firearms owner ID card fees that are collected by the state police were turned over to the state treasurer in a timely manner as required. Let me see. You don't do the work. We're not sure you're handling the money properly. Welcome to the government we expect from Chicago,
sure.
Expanded to a statewide level.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that they're supposed to be shall issue, but they sure do look a lot like parts of California to me, as far as where they actually do it. I know they have permit holders. I know that, and some of these have done a fair accounting of themselves, but, I mean, they also still deep blue.
Well, yeah, 55-45, yes. Yep. When you get out of L.A. and San Francisco, California is pretty conservative. When you get out of Chicago, head downstate, pretty conservative. It is more, and I think this is, you know, every city I've looked at seems like this to me. I don't find big liberal votes coming from people who get their hands dirty out in the countryside. It may happen. I'd love to see the data.
No, I sincerely doubt it. Most people that are out there in the rural areas really just want to be left alone. You know,
right?
Whatever government's supposed to do, okay, fine, do it and get out of my way. Which is that's the way government's supposed to run. But when you were describing that.
Yeah,
and it you know it's basically the same way everywhere. In Illinois, it's because of Chicago.
Right.
Chicago, Illinois is the way it is because of Chicago. New York State is the way it is because of New York City.
Yep.
Maryland is the way it is because of Baltimore.
Pennsylvania would take.
They've got a handful of cities. They got a handful. As does New Jersey. Yep.
Right.
So all of these states where these people are basically under the thumb of the blue population centers, when I look at that, you know, I look at that and it's seems an awful lot like what was perceived to be the British colonial relationship, where you had somebody you got a group of people in a nice place trying to lord it over the rest of the people. And
I like the way that is it those people the serfs downstate, you know. Yeah. No, I get it.
Those guys.
I get it. I don't think they sit back on the veranda and drink a gin and tonic anymore, but I certainly understand where you're headed.
Yeah. So, when I look at that, that's the part that I really wish the leftists. I wish that the leftists want to. A lot of the leftists want to secede. They wanted to secede during the Trump era.
Oh, that's right.
And I'd like to see them do it. I'd like to see them go. And they can keep whatever they can pay for, right? The military assets stay with the country. They get, of course, the land, but they don't get any of the assets or any of the people. And any conservative members that want to leave can leave, and they get to cover their moving expenses because they get what they want. I think that would be a party. I'd be down there on the Nevada border swilling martinis. I've never drank one of those in my life. Swilling martinis and bidding them farewell.
That would be amazing. We could, roll out in the RVs into the desert there just across the California border and go, look, those are conservatives coming to help the rest of the country. There goes a liberal toward California. Oh. It's an empty moving van going back to California. I was confused there.
To reload the next one coming out. Yeah. To reload the next one.
Speaking of, will the last one who leaves please turn off the lights? The prosecutor in Los Angeles, I just lost his name.
Gascon
said, we really have to, that if you're a repeat criminal, you really shouldn't be prosecuted with extra charges because fairness. They just saw an 81-year-old woman who was shot to death in a home invasion robbery out there. And that was in his mailer asking for funds. Talk about tone deaf.
Let's continue this on the other side. We got break coming up. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast, each of those once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Amaland, where I get to write the Armed Citizen column.
All well worth your time. Check them out, Amaland, Slowfacts WordPress blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now? There's some stuff we need to finish here, yeah? You were on a train of thought there.
Well, right. L.A. District Attorney Gascon said, no, those enhancements when a guy is a repeat criminal, when the crime seems particularly heinous, like you shoot an 81-year-old woman, even worse, beat her to death. No, because too many of the victims that earned those enhancement or minorities, I'm not going to be racist.
See?
Yeah. The guy's out on a... Yeah.
You know the backstory of this, right?
Tell me.
So the 81-year-old lady was not, you know, she just wasn't an 81-year-old lady. She was out of Beverly Hills. She was the, her last name was Avant. She was the wife of a world, a very big name in music production. And they very much were part of the Democratic aristocracy. So now Beverly Hills has begun to arm themselves, and they've broken themselves into zones so they can better easily identify where they need to move people if they need to move people. And I'm talking about the residents of Beverly Hills. I'm talking about people that used to be radicals back in the 60s and the 70s, hippies and, you know, turn on and tune out and that kind of stuff. And they have recognized that the LAPD has 500 too few officers to do anything about it right now. Gascon, the law that he's pushing would keep the killer of that 81-year-old lady. And, I mean, they had a security guard on hand, and her killer still showed up and killed her.
Yep.
They're going to end up, what they're doing now is they are now fertilizing a bunch of, a new crop of Rittenhouses.
Interesting.
Because there will be pushback by the citizens of these areas. And what are they going to do in Beverly Hills? I mean, Gascon, he gets funding from Soros, sure, but he also gets funding from his constituents in Beverly Hills.
Right.
So he's painted himself into a really fine corner. It's really nice. If they just stuck, you know, the plan was for them just to stick to the $950, you know, shoplifting escapade, to not graduate into stuff like assault and assault with a deadly weapon and murder. But, you know, that never works that way because the criminals don't take good notes.
Well, there's some political intrigue here also from the police union in LA.
Yeah, there is. Tell it.
The union rep goes, to anyone thinking about coming to Los Angeles, particularly during the holiday season, you want to shop here? I wouldn't. I can't guarantee your safety. Now, is that him sticking it to the sheriff who's, you know, you need to go in front of the city council and raise policemen's pay because we're short all these guys and nobody wants to work for you, or more importantly, work for the DA? Or is it aimed at the DA? Yeah. There are layers to this, and I don't understand. On the other hand, if you're a reporter, you can go talk to citizens who will amplify that point. Quote, it's pretty scary walking at night, said, you know, who moved to L.A. from Wisconsin 6 months ago. Wow. So maybe the people who are moving to L.A. didn't know it was as violent. Maybe they didn't care, but they're getting an education now.
Well, one thing that's happened that a lot of people don't know, L.A. was the hub of the social influencer. And except for those that bought real estate in L.A., everybody that just lived there, which is, you know, most of them, they have moved away. They've moved to Nashville, and they've moved to Miami, and they've moved to Pennsylvania. They've basically gone back home because they figured out, hey, this is the internet. I can be an influencer anywhere.
Right.
And except for a handful of them that have actually bought real estate there, most of them are gone now.
I'm trying to remember the name of the comedian who used to open for... Oh, wow. Yeah, I just read about another influencer leaving today.
The big clown, Logan Paul, who made a big payday fighting Floyd Mayweather, right? Big payday, lives in Puerto Rico now.
Interesting.
Yep. So, I mean, and he bought real estate, too. He may still have both. He may live in two places because he made a lot of money. He had a clothing deal going on, and, I mean, he made...
He made more money on clothing in a week than he did on anything else in a day, in a year. So he had a lot of that going on, too. So, I mean, yeah, influencers. But, I mean, they left. They've left because it's dangerous there. Most of them are kids, and they're aging, and they're you know, they're sort of growing up a little bit, and E-I-E-I-O. But, yeah, California.
As soon as they figure out that they can bleed, they go, oops, I'd rather be somewhere else. I did see a stat related to this article. There were many more people involved in the recent smash and grabs in L.A., but they arrested 14. 11 were then released on zero bail.
That's right. They have bail reform.
Wow.
Bail reform,
that
baby.
That's a message. Yeah. Okay. There's a similar message. The you get what you voted for. Be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
King County Prosecutor's Office, that's the Seattle area, last week showed that there was a, I know you're shocked, an uptick in firearms-related violence. This is the county that passed all these gun controls 6 years ago. Oh, yeah, we need mandatory firearms registration, universal background checks, mandatory training. And that will reduce, oh, by the way, yeah, no firearms of any kind to people under 21. Do you think that criminals follow any of that?
Oh, no.
Crimes going up? And for somebody, and I'm not sure how they did it, they dug into the stats and said the criminals are shooting more often. I want to know how they can afford the ammo. But that's just me. So it looks like gun control is working backwards in Seattle. Do you think they lied to us, Bill?
Couldn't have been. And, you know, if a politician says it, you can go to the bank with it. They tell me that all the time. I don't know. Well, I guess it's possible. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Both of those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing about guns is then picked up at Ammoland, where I get to write the Armed Citizen column. Once a week, I get to visit Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you. Back after the break.
Thank you. As he said, back after the break. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 64 people are dead after tornadoes struck the state over the weekend. The Democratic governor saying tens of thousands of homes are without power due to the storms.
We think we have about 30,000 Kentucky homes that are without power.
There's no timetable for power to be restored as rubble and debris are still being cleared. Oxford High School murder suspect Ethan Crumbly appeared in a Michigan court for a probable cause conference. Appearing remotely, the 15-year-old dressed in an orange jumpsuit would only answer yes when asked if he understood the proceedings. The hearing is set to lay the groundwork for a preliminary hearing on December 20th, when a judge will determine if there's enough evidence to send him to trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is continuing to push for the Build Back Better plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying they want to see the president's Build Back Better agenda get passed into law as soon as possible, much like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does.
Leader Schumer continues to press forward with getting this done, making progress in advance of Christmas, and we're fully supportive of that.
Biden's set to talk to Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, this afternoon. It's been exactly 1 year since the first coronavirus vaccine was released. The first doses of the Pfizer vaccine were rolled out on December 13, 2020. COVID-19 has killed more than 300,000 Americans. Hospitals were turning away sick people, and the outlook for Christmas was anything but joyous. The CDC saying as of this week, more than 237 million Americans have gotten at least one vaccine dose. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Go ahead, Bill.
No. I was just going to say, and it's been a pretty good talk so far. I've been enjoying this.
I was trying to put two and two together here, and it came up a little crazy. The first one, it is just scary doublespeak from the Chicago mayor. You know, aside from murder, crime is down. Wow. Other than that, how did the patient do? I don't want her from my doctor. It's just the answers get scary. They pointed out that carjackings which is a pretty violent event, right? Hi, you think you're driving. Somebody comes up. You didn't lock your door. They grab you, drag you out of it, take your car. If you're lucky, that's as bad as it gets. Your butt hits the ground. You're out of the car. We're up some scary amount. What was that, 120% in Chicago?
Yeah.
But the total is even uglier. 1,250 carjackings so far this year. Merry Christmas. And then I took that, I go, well, but that's not really confined to Chicago. We've seen that all across the U.S., bad economy, reluctance to prosecute criminals. And then I looked at something Evan Knappen posted in Ammo Land. I'm not sure whether we had a chance to talk about this yet. New Jersey and the bill made it through committee, just blind party line vote. Basically, it said you can't have a loaded gun at home. There are no exceptions. The crazier part, you can't have a unlocked firearm and unlocked ammunition in a gun store. It's like whoever wrote this didn't know anything about the world. So, there are a few guys who are just, if you listen to them talk, you go, this guy's really smart. Stephen Stambolia, Alan Beck, Evan Knappen, let's start there. They're just scary smart. So in an emergency, you get to go to your safe or lockbox, unlock it, and retrieve your firearm. You get to go to a separate lockbox and retrieve your ammunition. You get to load your magazine or cylinder because you're not allowed to have your magazines loaded. Then you can insert your magazine, rack your slide or close the cylinder. And then and only then, if you're still alive, can you protect your family. They don't describe what in use means. So if I can I have a loaded gun on my hip? This may be the everybody carry a holster all the time. You're going to carry all the guns you own all the time, because if you need them, you can't keep them loaded. Really strange. And I think it's just another Bloomberg assault on the gun culture.
Well, they certainly have the Bloomberg faction certainly has cornered the violence factor. They've completely overloaded the crime increase market. That's what he has can lay claim to, I guess. But New Jersey sort of a work. New Jersey sort of, right now, there's 12 cities that have had, the 12 biggest cities that have seen increases in crime.
Right.
Are all of them are all members of the Bloomberg Every Town for Gun Safety. All right. The mayors are part of that. And they all have Soros-funded, I believe they all have Soros-funded DAs as well. So and all of that's Democrat policy. Everything out there that you see right now that's resulting in all of this gun crime. Let's do away with the gun crime, which is a anti-gun slogan. Let's just say increase in violence and crime is due to Democrat policy.
You're right, because mayors, district attorneys, police chief appointed by mayors or city councils, and city councils were uniformly Democrat.
Yep.
In those 12.
Yep.
Wow. And it reads like a rogues gallery. St. Paul, Portland, Indianapolis, Louisville, Austin, Baton Rouge, Columbus, Philadelphia, Rochester, Toledo, Albuquerque, and Tucson. Chicago and Los Angeles, New York City have seen increases. They're all Democrat controlled, but they didn't manage to work their way to the top of the list for homicides.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Now, you and I know, because John Lott pointed out to us, nationwide, guns are used by criminals in only 8% of their violent crimes. Hands, fists, knives, feet, bats, cars.
Yeah, going after violent crime where a gun is present leaves out a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff.
I wonder, and I assume, would love to know better details. Do we have a staff person to dig up all this? Maybe I should whisper in Dean Weingarten's ear. He'll write an article about it, and then we can all learn. If that ratio is true for those Democrat-controlled cities, I assume it is.
Right.
I mean, the issue with a criminal carrying a gun is if he gets caught, it's pretty incriminating. The reason they don't use a holster is the cop goes, someone just used a gun in a crime. And the guy goes, not me. Yeah, then why are you carrying a holster that's empty? So they put it in their pocket, and that way they can throw it. There's no evidence. They're not like you and I.
Yeah, I had when we were considering, in my state a few years back, they were considering open carry. And there was one, my legislator, my state senator, was afraid that would mean that would make it legal for all felons to carry guns. And criminals to carry guns. And I said, well, you don't have to worry about that. And he said, I said, especially open carry. And he said, why? I said, because less than 2% of the time the criminals get caught with holsters of any kind, because if they do throw the gun and they've got a holster made for that gun, that's sort of hard to turn back and say, nope, that's not mine.
That's not rigged. Exactly. Exactly. We've got a minute and a half. I want to talk about guns in schools because some politicians are saying some really crazy things. Like, oh, it'd just be insane to let teachers defend themselves and their students. Or you get a politician that goes, I've never heard of any teacher who wanted to go armed. You know, honey, you need to get out more. Please, please don't say things like that. Because I've been through classes with school staff who wanted to be trained to stop a threat and then stop the bleeding. They're wonderful people. They're wonderfully trained. They're better trained than our state police. But when we come back, unless you want to go somewhere else, I'd really like to talk about that.
Well, let's do that then. We can do that. Absolutely, we can do that when we come back. But let's see. You got enough time to tell everybody where they can find you. Are you still at Clash Daily? I haven't heard you mention Clash Daily.
I am. He picked up one of my articles recently. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Polite Society podcast. I'll do that tonight if I can talk. The blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing's picked up at Ammoland. It's also picked up, thank you, Bill, at Clash Daily. But Ammoland is where I get to write the Armed Citizen column once a week. And then I get to listen to Bill and talk to the ninjas once a week here, too. I'm a lucky guy.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse. And we're going to go where he wanted to finish up with. Go, please. Go, please, sir. Rob? Have we still got Rob? Have we forgot to turn Rob back up? Oh, there he is. I hear him now. I think. Rob?
Hey. Yes, sir.
Okay. And we're back.
You know that I've been to a faster class. I've been to the class where teachers are trained. And I think I have some hero worship. They look like, you know, any teacher you grew up with, except for me, it felt a little bit like, you know, talking to an astronaut, because they sort of had taken a vow that I'd never taken. They said, if there's a bang down the hall, I'm probably going to go lock the door, grab my medical kit, turn the lock on the door, lock it behind me, and my gun on my hip, and I are going to go and find out if there's a murder going on and I need to stop it. Now, they don't wear a cape. They're not going in, you know, for all we know, oh, something fell over, except we lie to ourselves when we hear those sounds. And then I hear people that just say things that seem, Bill, I got to call them crazy, because they say there's no way that we should ever let firearms in our schools. And I'm going, what do you think the school resource officer is carrying? And those aren't lollipops in the holster. I mean, lollipops, that's in the pocket, but no. He's ultimately there as a show of force, which works. He's open carrying. So what that means, unfortunately, is often he's the first target. That's what happened at Columbine. The kids came in with shotguns. They chased the school resource officer right off campus. He emptied his revolver. I think he was carrying revolvers at that time. Goes back to his car, reloads, and they just kept shooting at him till he fled. And I hear this sort of discussion, and it reminds me of like being in a PTA meeting where the teacher goes, you know, I'm concerned that your child's not doing the work. And the parent goes, well, I don't think he should have to do the work in school. I go, what? What? And then the teacher goes, I'm worried about your child's physical safety at school, we want to train staff so we can make him safer and then treat anybody who's hurt. And the parent goes, well, I don't think staff and students should have to worry about that. It's like there's this disconnect between the world is dangerous and I don't want to deal with it. I go, well, you don't have to deal with it, but that's not going to fix the problem. What do you have any solution, or would you like to just ignore the problem? And their answer over and over seems to be, I just want to ignore it. We shouldn't have to deal with it. Close quote. I'm not even sure what that means. We shouldn't have to deal with it.
As far as people shooting up schools?
Violence in schools, violence in society. You've heard people, you know, you get some wild priest out of Chicago, guns aren't the answer. They are if somebody's trying to kick down your apartment door at night.
Well, it's okay. Well, so this is the part where I get completely confused.
Welcome. I was looking for you for guidance.
Well, see, I saw that Star Trek where the Vulcans see that first ship that goes into warp, and they know that Earth has made it to the beings, and they come down, and then we have the Federation. I've seen that one. So far, we have not achieved warp. So man's nature is the same as it was when Cain and Abel occurred. Nothing has changed that much. And for these guys to get out there and think that, you know, I don't know if it's because of the technology we have now. You know, they flew Michael Strahan into space. They flew Captain Kirk into space.
Oh, I can't.
For 5.5 whole minutes, you know. By now I kind of thought we'd be flying around in Jetsons cars, but that's not necessarily the case. But it's like they think that we have ascended to some level, and I would have expected us to by now, but we have not. And the problem is that since we have not, certain things still remain, like evil. And if you want to stick your head in the sand, and your fourth point of contact is up in the air, then evil just has a very ample target. But you don't get to do that and be a policymaker. You don't get to, because when you're doing it for all of your constituents too. And some of us don't really care to be in that posture. Thank you so much. And
Someone who goes, I don't think we should have to deal with this. And, okay. So, in other words, what you told me is you want to ignore the problem, but to me that means you've taken yourself out of the discussion rather than given a cogent argument in the discussion.
Right.
I want better.
I mean, this is the thing. If I'm glad I don't have a kid in school today. Because if I showed up to a school to pick up my child, and I would have a weapon on me, because there's no way for me to put the weapon up in the clouds while I'm at the school. So I would have the gun on me, and if they have an active shooter there, and there's no cops there, and there's nobody going in, guess what's going to happen? And right. I'll be putting in my earbuds. I'll be calling 911. I'll be saying, this is what's going on. I'm at such and such school. I'm wearing this. I am bald. I am going into the school because there's nobody here and there's an active shooter in there and I've got to disrupt him. And I'll keep you on the line with me.
Yep, yep.
And then, you know, I would go find him, hopefully. Because, you know, they make a lot of noise. It's pretty easy to triangulate on them. And go find them and hopefully give them something else to shoot at and engage them and deal with them. And then I guess I'm in big trouble and I'd do it.
Right.
I would do it.
Yep.
Big trouble or no?
Big trouble or no. Right, exactly. Isn't that interesting? If you took the parents of these students, if you took their entire families, and somebody said they're attacking somebody in the school, you couldn't, there's no force on the world that could keep them out. On the other hand, law enforcement's willing to back up. Teachers will go in toward harm's way. I've met them. I've trained with them. I like this because it was so concise. Somebody said, Rob, you know why these murderers want to kill? And I go, well, I think so. What do you think? He goes, because they know if they kill enough innocent kids, we'll make them famous. I went, wow. All right. Yeah. It's that simple. And until you fix that, what you want doesn't much matter.
That,
you just have to deal with this as it is.
That whole thing about we're going to give them what they want if they, they're going to want that social media notoriety. I want the kids to be alive. I don't care what that guy wants. I don't care if I give it to him. As a matter of fact, if he's trying to execute children, I'm going to help him out. He's going to get it quick. And anybody that sits at this and gets out there and says, I shouldn't have to deal with it. I mean, everybody should be beating me up trying to take over that, my philosophy, right now.
What do you mean by that?
If they're not volunteering to protect children, who are they going to, what's worth it to them?
Right. If you're not going to protect the innocent and the vulnerable, why are you taking up skin? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and why are you getting out there and telling me what I can't do and can do? Okay, you don't want to do it. Fine, get out of the way. Go over there and sit over there. Enjoy the nachos. Me, I got something to do, and I'll be back in just a little bit. I'm going to need a shot of scotch and a psychological counselor and a bucket because I'm going to be projectile vomiting. I'm going to get it all out of the way, and I'm moving on.
Right. Wow.
Maybe a lawyer would be nice.
Yeah, maybe a lawyer. Yeah. Here. Oh, here's my cell phone. Call my lawyer. That's... But somehow this gets play, and it seems to be one of the favorite refrains of newspaper editors. I don't get it. I'll have to write about it. Maybe I can whisper into Dean's ear, and he'll do a better job than I would. I've got something to look forward to.
We've run out of time. Hey, outstanding. Thanks for joining me today, as always.
Who's coming up?
Dan.
Oh, yes. The Truth About Guns.
Yeah, thetruthaboutguns.com. And we'll be right back.
I'm glad to be his warm-up act.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.